Well, they've opened the doors. The meeting itself is over. The lunch begins. And I got to tell you, these folks here at the Motor City Casino do a heck of a good job. They do a great job with the food. Got some salmon and short ribs and some nice salads. And look at you eating all that salmon.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You got the and nourishment up. You don't want you the got big to. Fellow.
We need our strength.
Nourish.
We got another hour of show to
go.
Do.
There you go.
And so with the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, WJR Traffic and Weather First. Of course, Dave Rieger is here learning the ropes as an engineer. He already knows him. Ray Templin running all the controls here. Ann Thomas, our program director, is here. And Jeff Marcero, sales. We got a lot of nice people here. And as soon as the doors open, people come rushing up to say hi to the legend, Lomas Brown. So it's just all good. And we enter this second hour of the fabulous Detroit Economic Club Luncheon, Motor City Casino. Rod Wood, as you heard in the opening, being featured. And Steve Gregorian does such a nice job here with these meetings. It's a big deal. And you can stream us, by the way, always. I hope you will at WJR.com, stream us. And you can also get the podcasts there now, too. If you go to WJR.com or maybe have the WJR app or both, stream us. Make sure you get our show. If you can't be here noon to 2, you can always listen at any time. And there's a great guy here that Lomas was already visiting with because he's a great athlete, too, and just an all-round great guy who has devoted himself to kids. What's not to like about that? He is the CEO of the Detroit Police Athletic League. We affectionately call Detroit PAL. He is Fred Hunter.
Good. Hello, Paul. Good to see you.
It's so good to see you, Fred. And I'm proud that you're our original recipient and still a recipient of the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, something like $8.8 million net dollars that have gone to these four children's charities. It's just been fabulous. And Lomas, I don't know, you guys knew each other from before?
Right? Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, been a great friend of the program, I like to say, because, again, man, Fred's been supporting kids, man, throughout, and that's so important, Fred. It really is, man, for us to pour back into these kids. I know my foundation do it, but I know PAL has been around a long time. And we were kind of talking about, you know, it's kind of underlining offset of what PAL has developed. But, man, you were telling me about all the guys that are NFL rosters that were products of PAL.
Yeah, that's correct. We serve kids, and, you know, through the 12 different sports, and we realized with just this past year, looking at the 2023 NFL rosters and opening day, that 17 PAL alumni were on NFL rosters.
Wow.
And it's not our goal, but, you know, the football program has been very robust, and just from the numbers and from the quality and the coaches that lean in and mentor, you know, we had 17 players on NFL rosters just this past NFL season.
So with the NFL draft activities upon us in 2 weeks, tell me PAL's role in all of that.
Yeah, we got multiple roles. So, one, we are the corner ballpark is the activation site for and the hub of youth activities, you know, for the NFL draft. So, you know, you pull out the NFL One Pass app and you're able to see the corner ballpark. So they'll have a play 60 field, which will be right there on the ballpark. We're going to have, you know, field goal opportunities, putting on equipment for the players in terms of gear up. So it's going to be the place where they're pointing kids and families to, you know, for the NFL draft. In addition, we're going to have a watch party there. So we'll have the big scoreboard, you know, ready to run, and DJs, and just a lot of fun for everybody right there at the corner ballpark.
So legend, let me say this. That was one thing that I messed up on.
What?
Got the Detroit in 85, never went to Tiger Stadium before they tore it down.
Oh, you never got
had opportunities, never got there. But I love what you guys have done with Tiger Stadium, how y'all kind of, you know, remade it. And now it's a community hub. We've done turkey giveaways there. We go there and we do turkey. So it's almost like a community hub for everybody.
And I'm going to brag a little bit because Fred was kind enough to create a conference room dedicated to my family.
Wow.
For the money that we've raised over the years.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm touched by that. I've been there. I saw it. I hope you'll get back there and see it. And It's just lovely, and I hope it's been very useful for you.
Yeah, it has been. It's right there in the center of everything we do, the Paul W. and Kim Smith Family Conference Room, and it's right in the location where the locker room used to be for the old Tiger players. So it's there. It's one of the most important rooms and right here in the center of everything we do. So we appreciate the support. You know, we're here because people like Paul W. have stepped up to support us over the years so we can be sustainable to continue to reach thousands and thousands of kids every single year.
On behalf of Kim and the kids, we thank you very much for that. It's an honor. It's our honor and pleasure to help. What's the your Girls Changing the Game effort? What is that?
Sports is so important for everyone, and especially young ladies. And you can see, like with Caitlin Clark and what happened with the college basketball, the potential for girls is there, but from a youth organization, you have to be intentional in terms of how you recruit coaches, in terms of how you run programs to make sure girls feel welcome, girls are empowered, and girls have those opportunities. And we've got a motto at Detroit Powell. We believe that girls who change the game become women who change the world. Lean into everything we can do in terms of empowerment, youth enrichment, to make sure young ladies have tremendous opportunities through sport and outside of sport to be their best as well.
Fred Hunter, CEO, Detroit Police Athletic League, Detroit PAL. Great job. I do want to make sure people understand that you're having an opportunity for folks to have a ball in the Champions Club Ballroom, hosting the first round VIP draft watch party in support of Detroit PAL. That's for $100. Guests will have VIP access to the second-level ballroom and patio, 2 complimentary drink tickets, unlimited food. The night will be filled with live entertainment by DJ Light Show and special guest appearances. VIP guests will also have access to the concourse and field, designated as an official NFL overflow location for the 2024 NFL Draft. Guests can expect additional entertainment, TVs to watch, parking and security, all that there. It'll be there on a first-come, first-served basis. Is this the number they should call to get more information, the 313-833-1600?
Yep, that's our main line.
313-833-1600 for more information to be a part of that party, realizing that all proceeds will benefit the Detroit Police Athletic League. So why don't you give us a quick update on PAL and this coming new season?
Yeah, things are thriving. You know, we're actually growing this year, so we're growing about 2,000 participants, you know, in 2024 in terms of projections.
Wow.
One thing you'll like to hear, Paul W., Coach Pott just ran a school cheer competition this past Sunday.
We had
500 girls. There were 24 teams from 16 different schools.
Wow.
So things are thriving with our programs, and it's amazing. Even with, like, our Tiny Tigers program, our Little Kickers, some of those programs fill up so quickly that the supply we want to increase just to meet the demand and provide those qualities for young children.
Those are self-explanatory. the Tiny Tigers and the Little Kickers.
Yeah. And we got to get them out there, Legend. We got to keep our young kids out there active, out there playing.
It affects their lives.
That's exactly right.
It makes their lives better for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
And that has an effect on all the kids they come in contact with who might not be as lucky as them to be in PAL. But we want as many people in PAL as possible. Lomas, you'll work on it. I'm working on it.
I got it.
And we're very lucky to have a guy like Fred Hunter
as
the CEO of the Detroit Police Athletic League. You could be doing so many other things, but you have devoted yourself to children, and I just love that about you. And any way we can help, Fred, we will.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Great
Thanks,
guy.
Thanks, Fred.
He's a
I know.
Guy.
Yes, he is, man. Fred looked like he could get out there with the kids, too, man. Looking good shape there.
He's in good shape. We continue in focus on WJR.